Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on another small journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. Today we will finish up Fatalism, questions 862 to 867.
Enjoy.
Question 862. There are those who never manage to succeed, who seem to be pursued by a bad influence in all their undertakings. Isn't this what we would call fatalism?
It could be fatalism if you would like to call it that, but it results from the choice of the kind of existence. Such individuals wanted to experience a life full of disappointment in order to exercise their patience and resignation. However, you must not believe that this fatalism is always unavoidable. It is often only the result of their having taken a wrong path that is not in keeping with their intelligence and aptitudes. Someone who tries to swim across a river without knowing how to swim stands a very good chance of drowning. It is the same in most events of life. If people did not try to undertake more than what was in keeping with their own faculties, they would always succeed. What causes their failure are their self-centeredness and ambition, which divert them from their proper path and make them consider a vocation that entails nothing but the desire to satisfy certain passions. They often fail, and it is their own fault. But instead of recognizing their error, they prefer to blame their horoscope. For instance, a man would have been a good workman, making an honorable living, but he became a bad poet instead and died of hunger. There would be a place for everybody if each one knew how to occupy his or her own niche.
Question 863. Don't social customs often obligate people to follow a certain path rather than another? And aren't they subject to the influence of others' opinions in their choice of occupation? Isn't what we call human respect actually an obstacle to the exercise of our free will?
Social customs are made by humans, not by God. If they submit to them, it is because they suit them. This is also an act of free will, because if they wanted to, they could reject them. So why do they complain? They should not accuse social customs, but their own foolish vanity, which leads them to prefer to die of hunger rather than infringe upon such customs. Nobody takes this sacrifice to public opinion into account, though God will take into account the sacrifice to their own vanity. This does not mean they should unnecessarily go against public opinion. Like certain persons who are more possessed of eccentricity than true philosophy, it is just as absurd to display oneself as an oddity as it is wise to willingly descend the social ladder without complaining if one cannot remain at the top.
Question 864. If there are persons whom fate seems to be against, others seem to be favored by it because everything goes well for them. To what may this be attributed?
Usually, they are better at self-guidance. However, it could also be a kind of trial. Success intoxicates them. They trust in their destiny, and later they frequently pay for their success with cruel reversals that could have been avoided with a little prudence.
Question 865. How can we explain the luck that seems to favor certain individuals in circumstances that depend neither on will nor intelligence? Games of chance, for example.
Certain spirits have chosen certain types of pleasure beforehand, and the luck that favors them is a temptation. Those who win in the material sense might lose as spirits. It is a trial for their pride and greed.
Question 866. Then, wouldn't the fatalism that seems to preside over our destinies in the material life also be the result of our free will?
You yourselves have chosen your trials. The more difficult they are, and the better you bear them, the more you evolve. Those who spend their lives in the selfish enjoyment of abundance and their own welfare are cowardly spirits who remain at a standstill. Thus, the number of the unfortunate greatly surpasses the fortunate, since the majority of spirits have sought the trials that will be most useful to them. They see too clearly the futility of earthly grandeurs and pleasures. Besides, the most satisfactory life is always full of events and its own problems to solve, even in the absence of suffering.
Refer to question 525 in the pages that follow. Question number 867. Where does the expression "born under a lucky star" come from?
It comes from an old superstition, according to which the stars were connected with the destiny of each human being, an allegory that some people are foolish enough to take literally.